Hello, citizens of Stars Hollow. Jess here. I wanted to jump in quickly before the episode and give you a heads up. We had so much to talk about on this episode that we have split it into 2 weeks worth of content. Rather than giving you one mega episode, we've got kind of a shorty this week and a regularly sized episode next week. So this is going to focus on the Lorelai half of the storyline, and next week we will talk all about Rory and Dean and Jess and Paris and all of that good stuff. So stay tuned. Lorelai this week, Rory next week, and we hope you enjoy this episode.
Hey, this is Emily.
And this is Sandra.
And I'm Jess, and you're listening to Town Meeting, a Gilmore Girls rewatch podcast. All right, welcome back, everybody. Today is episode 16, season 2, There's the Rub. The spa episode, I really thought the spa thing happened later. A lot of things happen in season 2 that I, like, mentally put later in the show, but
I love this episode.
Me too.
Sandra is the one who is giving us our summary today.
I am. All right, let's
feel
just...
like you got some big shoes to fill after the last 2 weeks.
I mean, honestly, I haven't done very well lately, so, like, hopefully I can knock it out of the park with this one.
I think you can. I believe in you.
I believe in you. Okay, ready?
Mm-hmm.
3, 2, 1, go.
The Gilmore Girls each have a weekend plan. Lorelai gets gifted a spa retreat by Emily and then has to go with Emily. She tries to change their schedule, but nope, Emily is there 24/7. Emily's happy, Lorelai is miserable. That is until Emily calls her out on it. The pair have a great dinner, and Emily is a vicious trollop, causing a fight. Thankfully, they steal a rope. Meanwhile, Rory wants to do nothing that weekend, so of course Paris comes over to study, Jess comes over with a care package, and Dean comes over to yell. Paris covers for Rory and they become friends, which is what Jess and Rory are, right? Right? Yep. That was it. That's all I had.
I mean, you were so close.
I'd say it's good.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. But
what do you think, Jess?
I mean, I feel like... What was the very last bit that you had, like, at the very end after they become friends?
Right? Yep. Yep. Is all I had.
Okay. So,
I think she
yeah.
said, but, like,
I mean,
which is what her and Jess are, was the part that didn't make it into the
okay.
timer.
Okay.
Which I'd say...
That's... Yeah.
I don't know. It's
like, we nice. Already know that.
Yeah. I think you got... I mean, I think you covered the plot points.
Okay, cool. Thank you. I don't get a point.
No point.
No point.
No point.
One day I'll figure it out. I'm the one
it
who
was your system.
Yeah, I'm the one who made it up. I don't know, guys.
Well, live and learn. Next time
yeah,
we know
yeah.
points should be a positive. Unless, hey, maybe we're all golfers in our different life. Low points, baby.
Well, let's start with this episode. We start
yeah.
in Luke's diner and there's drywall all over the place.
I have so
yeah,
many issues with this construction.
Yeah, first like, off, the diner shouldn't be open.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you have, like, actual chunks of drywall, first of all, falling off of your ceiling because of construction happening on the second floor, you have some serious issues with your building.
Yeah.
Yes,
and also,
definitely.
Maybe not be running a business that serves food. These are poisonous
yeah.
conditions here.
And we know that, like, Williams Hardware is an older business, so, like, who knows? Asbestos, lead paint, the kind of situation we could be getting into, but...
Yeah, I didn't even think of that.
Yeah.
I mean, it falls straight into their food, like, the two customers that are being served. And, like, Luke
yeah.
is just like,
yeah.
free coffee. Okay, thanks for the dollar coffee.
He brings one of them a clean mug, and the other one he just pours the coffee right into his mug that was under the stuff. Anyway,
nothing about
it's
the food.
Not the best way to run a business, in my opinion. But we do get, like, true Tom.
Yeah, we get Tom.
Yeah, we have, yeah.
Tom's
that's
so
exciting. I like Tom.
Me too.
Tom is the ultimate straight man. Like,
oh, yeah.
Every other character, when they're in a scene with Tom, is the fall guy. Every time. Like, he is always serious. Even when he jokes, he's serious.
I know. I love it. I love his very dry humor, too, of, mm-hmm. oh, you're going to put a deadline on me. Oh, man, I'll get right on that. Okay. Does not care.
Because his work is good. That's, like, the one thing that we know about Tom all the way through is, like, Tom is the guy to go to if you want good work done.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, he doesn't cut corners. He will do what he can to, like, meet your deadlines, but he's going to get the work done right.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
and that's my advertisement for Tom's Construction. Thank you, Tom, yep. for sponsoring this week's episode.
Our sponsor, Tom Construction. Thank you. Rory and Lorelai arrive, and what's funny is that Luke immediately tells them to move because so many people have been hit
mm-hmm. already at that particular table. Like, at that point, make everybody sit outside, Luke.
Right.
Like, you can't serve food here.
Close your business for the day. Like, I know it sucks to lose that money, but you did just spend $100,000 on a building without a second thought, so it makes me feel like you can afford to lose a day or two.
But that's a good point, Jess. They could have done an outdoor dining.
We're living in the COVID world where it's like outdoor dining was kind of the only thing mm-hmm. that everybody was doing. Just move some tables out on the sidewalk. I mean, Taylor would have a literal heart attack.
Yeah,
but...
Taylor would have a cow. Like, Luke would have to move across the street where Kirk's diner was set up far in the future and just that kind of grassy area. I really feel like that's the only place that he could have
that
actually
would be cute,
had
though.
Legitimate. It would be cute.
Tables, like, in the courtyard with the gazebo?
Oh, yeah. That would be cute, too.
I'd love that.
You know what's cute, guys? Jess in a blue hard hat. Coming over with right? the umbrella.
Oh my gosh, Jess looks so good.
He's the only one in a hard hat. Like, I watched other construction guys go by, and they're not wearing one. Mm-hmm.
I feel like at this point, he's just doing it to, like, troll Luke.
Like, did he steal it from someone, or does he just have a hard hat?
He just walks in with it on.
I could see him, like, having done a little bit of construction.
Yeah,
you know, like, a summer job or something.
We talked that he might have been a mechanic, right? Because he had that shirt.
I can see him swiping it from
I can
somebody.
Also see that.
Yeah.
You know Tom has to have hard hats somewhere. He is in a construction business.
Right. Upstairs, they're probably all wearing them.
I'm full on the belief he just swiped it from somebody.
Well, Luke is like, haha, it's so funny, but also keep it open because you're definitely about to get pelted.
Yeah, with the umbrella. Yeah. And then immediately.
Yeah, immediately gets pelted. Immediately.
But yeah, Lorelai gets a call.
Lorelai gets a call from Emily.
Not me.
Not you.
She has won a weekend trip to a spa,
mm-hmm.
and she doesn't have any interest in going to a spa, so would Lorelai like it? And we see that she has two vouchers in her hand, mm-hmm. but she doesn't tell Lorelai that it's two vouchers, because if she said that, immediately it would be for Lorelai and Rory, right?
Oh, this is a full-on trap.
Yeah.
This is a well-thought-out and planned trap on Emily's part.
It is. I do think that, because I do think that she actually does say that it's for two. Or does she say that it's two nights?
It's two nights.
Oh.
Yeah. I think it's a well-intentioned trip.
Yes.
I think that she wants to do this with Lorelai, but mm-hmm. she knows she can't be like, Lorelai, I got us a spa trip. Would you like to go this weekend? Like, that would be a no. But she presents it in a way where Lorelai kind of, like, walks into the trap
mm-hmm.
and then has to go with her mom. Which, to most people, that doesn't sound like the worst thing in the world. But to Lorelai, a weekend alone with her mother is about the worst thing you could do to her.
Yes.
This cold open is probably one of my favorites, just because of the umbrella. Just everything with the umbrella and Jess just hand... I don't know. It's just so cute.
It's like a very cute moment.
Mm-hmm.
Jess does a lot of cute things in this episode. Although, when we get to the whole bringing dinner thing,
we'll talk about it.
But at the same time, like...
Yeah.
Boundaries, buddy.
So we're actually going to do something a little different for this episode. We're going to focus on Lorelai and Emily's trip first. And then go to Rory. Just because, like, going back and forth so much... Like, it just kind of cuts the vibe a little bit. So we're going to focus on mm-hmm. Emily and Lorelai first. So she just got invited. And what I love is that we cut to Lorelai's bedroom and Rory's the one packing for Lorelai.
Mm-hmm. Well, of course, because Lorelai's busy rearranging the whole schedule so that she does not have to see Emily at all.
At all.
Which, like, that is... That's pretty impressive. I know that she's like, you know, I'm nothing if not good at planning, but...
That's like Emily's skill level.
Yeah.
Honestly, you can see that she's Emily's daughter in this scene.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And meanwhile, we get a little bit of a hint of what Rory wants to do this weekend. She just wants to be alone, eat some Indian food, and do her laundry, which I feel you, girl. Mm-hmm. Like, you need those weekends sometimes.
Yeah. So, I do want to point out real quick, and Jess, I'm sure you will talk about it in fashion. Lorelai's t-shirt.
Yoga kills.
Straight up says,
right?
Yoga kills. Uh-huh.
Anybody over and getting... over again.
Oh, yeah. Anybody get flashbacks to the episode where apparently she broke her leg?
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
I was like, this shirt very has a topical purpose. It's not just a random shirt that she thought was funny. I'm convinced it has a purpose.
Oh, and I mean, like, absolutely, she is wearing the Yoga Kills shirt to the spa. This is not just her packing outfit. This is what she wears when they arrive.
I'm so surprised Emily does not say anything about it.
Right?
Yeah.
But I think Emily is trying really hard to play nice.
Yes.
Speaking of Emily, she arrives and...
In a limo.
And I really like this scene because Lorelai is immediately like, ugh, right? And Rory says, cool, right?
This is cool, Grandma, yeah.
And I just think that it's a little bit more foreshadowing. Rory likes the rich life.
I mean, because at this point, too, Rory has very... limited involvement in the rich life as compared to what she'll have in the future. So I would be on the par with Rory of like, ah, cool, a limo. Like,
I don't
even know if I've been in a limo by the time I was 16.
Yeah, I did a limo for prom.
Yeah.
I think that's the only time I've ever... I think we maybe got a limo when we were traveling one time. Maybe. But maybe it was like a nice town car. Either way, a limo is fun, especially for, like, a girl's weekend trip.
Oh, yeah.
If you had the money and that was something within your means, like, why not for a special occasion?
I just thought we're getting ready to start planning a bachelorette party for my best friend. I was like, oh, maybe we should get a limo. Anyway.
Yeah.
We already did all our plans for our bachelorette party. We're going 4 nights in Dominican Republic.
Ooh.
Yeah, I have mine so next weekend. Next weekend.
Oh my god, everyone's getting married.
Los Angeles or Long Beach. Nice. Yeah.
Okay. Anyways, so they arrive at the spa, and Emily could not be more excited. Like
she's
so
a
cute.
Kid in a candy shop. Honestly, it's like Lorelai took her to Disneyland. She's amazed.
Right?
She's like, wow, it smells so good in here. What's that smell? Wow, there's cucumber in the water. Which, the first time I went to a nice hotel that had, like, cucumber water available, I did the same thing where I was like, this is the best water I've ever had. Like, I need to bring my Nalgene in here and fill it up because I was in college and it was like, we all carried a Nalgene. But
at my university, when I was going there, the lunchroom or the cafeteria, we had... stations for water with fruit and vegetables.
Ooh.
It was so fancy, and like everyone was always drinking. They were so good. Like, add a little, I don't know, pineapple or mango or something, and it changes the entire
First
thing.
First time I had cucumber water, I was like, oh, this is gross. I'm back. I don't like cucumbers.
That's fair. That's fair. We meet Bobby, the concierge, the like blandest man alive.
Yeah.
Sorry, Bobby.
Well, I mean, I think that the way that this spa turns out, like, so I've never been to a spa before, but my thought on the spa is, like, you have really decadent treatments, right? Face and body treatments, massages, and then they would also have, like, a decadent, like, restaurant where you'd be spending a lot of money on, like, really high-quality food. And... this is a different vibe. This place does not offer anything with caffeine.
Nope.
And when we get to the menu later, it's
natural.
Limited. Yes.
Vegan or vegetarian. Very health conscious. And I mean, I've been to spas. I've never been to like spa hotel combos that this clearly is. So I haven't been at a place where I felt like I needed caffeine or a steak at any point, and they could tell me no. Because never got there.
Yeah, the only spa I've been to is at a casino. So, like, obviously, you have everything at a casino.
Yeah.
But no, they arrive and Emily starts to look at their upcoming schedule. And Lorelai realizes there have been changes made and not in her favor.
Mm-hmm. Nope.
Emily has gone back and changed everything so that they're back together the entire time.
Thankfully, she was able to get the manager on the line.
Yeah, she like Karen's her way into it.
She even got them to move the pedicure like buckets into the same room.
That's
separate
too much.
Rooms for pedicures? That's super bougie.
Right?
Like, I feel like pedicures are easily the most communal spa treatment. Right? Like,
honestly,
you sit in the chairs and,
The pedicures is fine, but the couple's massage is too much.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll get there. Actually,
I'm trying to
next.
Think. So I had friends come into town for Gen Con 1 year, years ago. This was pre-Charlie. And there's a spa near us, and the girl is a couple. Her and her husband came and stayed with us for a few days. But her and I took a spa day, so we went to a spa close by. And it was essentially a couple's package is what we bought.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to think, though.
I would do it with a friend.
Yeah. I don't think they had us in the same room for anything, though. Like, I even remember we were in separate rooms for even the pedicures.
Wow.
Like, it was a tiny, like, 5x5 room with, like, just the massage chair and the bucket. And I was like, this is awkward. I have nothing to look at. Like, bring me a People magazine or something.
Well, in our next Emily and Lorelai scene, they have gotten to their rooms. Mm-hmm. You know, Lorelai has kind of accepted that, okay, we're doing this together, and she discovers that not only are they at the same spa, doing all the same treatments, but Emily has gotten them adjoining rooms, so they don't have to go out in the hallway to see each other.
Yay.
I will say, Lorelai's attitude kind of sucks.
Oh god, yeah.
Right?
Lorelai's just coming into this with, this is gonna suck, so I'm gonna suck, kind of attitude.
And, mm-hmm. and like, Emily is still Emily, but she's trying.
Yes.
And I just feel like Lorelai's not too
Emily's
great.
Trying. Like, that's the thing. Like, there are so many times that Emily could have already laid into Lorelai in true Emily fashion, and she hasn't been. She's been letting it go mm-hmm. and just trying to have a good time and have a good weekend with her daughter, and Lorelai's just walls up. No, I'm not doing it. Like, I get where Lorelai's coming from. But at the same time, like, you're almost punishing yourself at this point to be that negative about it.
Oh, yeah. And I feel like she gets called mm-hmm. on that at the end mm-hmm. or later in the episode.
Oh, she does, yeah.
Well, they start the treatments, and the first treatment we see is, like, a spa, like, just a general
like a
relaxed,
face,
facial.
Like a face mask. And
I have a quick question for you guys real quick.
Hand and foot thing, mm-hmm. yeah.
If you are staying in a hotel for 2 nights, do you unpack?
No.
I'm never an unpacker.
No, me neither.
I just, like, live out of my suitcase. But, like, my aunt is, like, at the second she gets to a hotel, she has unpacked.
My mom
is,
too.
Drawers. So some people are just like that.
I was curious. I'm like, 1 or 2 nights, like, no, I'm living out of my suitcase. A whole week? Yeah, I'll unpack. It'll be easier mm-hmm. if the suitcase is out of the way. But, yeah, when we get to it, Lorelai is just picking stuff out of her suitcase and throwing it into the drawers. I'm like, for 2 nights? Really?
It's right? Not even, like, standing
out
there.
Even that. But
so
she's
treatment.
Doing the facial, and Emily walks in and immediately starts talking. And guys, this has happened to me. So we at a massage, I was having a massage. My aunt was next to me, right? So it was actually mm-hmm. a couple's massage, but it was my aunt and me. But I was 16 at the time. So, like, I feel like it was a little bit more of a guardian kind of vibe because
mm-hmm.
we were, you know,
it's fair.
Undressed. And my mom walks in and starts talking to the masseuse. And I'm like, Mom, we're in the middle of a massage. Like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, I just want to know when you guys are finished or blah, blah, blah. And, like, I just had my massage and it was so great. And I'm like, yeah, I'm in the middle of having mine. And it's interrupted.
Ruining the vibe.
I was so mad at her.
This is straight up, you are ruining the vibe.
Yeah, well, Emily ruins the vibe.
This spa is extremely vibe heavy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there are so many lit candles in this room.
Oh, yeah.
It feels like a fire hazard. Like, there are so many lit candles. And there are lit candles, like, underneath a floral display, next to towels. Like, it would make me nervous.
There's so many
floral displays. As an employee, it would make me nervous to leave somebody alone in that room.
What does Lorelai have on her hands?
I assume, like, hand warmers.
I'm sure that there's, like, a hand treatment. Because you know how when you get, like, a pedicure, they'll, like, wrap your feet in the hot towels? Mm-hmm. I feel like they probably did, like, a treatment, and then they probably wrapped her in towels and put them in there to, like, keep you nice and warm and moist.
That makes sense.
Just too fancy for me.
I assumed it was a hand warmer of some kind.
Yeah.
Well, next... by the way, this entire time, Emily cannot stop talking about robes. This will come up later.
She loves this robe.
This will come up later. Just keep that in mind.
The most comfortable robe ever.
But Emily is like, the mud room, or the mud bath, rather. And then Lorelai brings them into the quiet room and literally pushes her mom outside the door so that she can read. It is the quiet room.
And she doesn't even say anything. She just bangs on the door.
No, I mean, the thing is, Emily is almost like stream of consciousness babbling from the moment they arrive at the spa.
Yeah.
Like, she comments on every sensation, smell, taste. She comments on the way things look. Then she's talking about the robe, and she's constantly talking.
And I get it.
Right? I get it, too. That would be grating.
Love my four-year-old to death, but when she's talking for 5 hours straight, at some point I will look at her and be like, hey, we're going to play the quiet game.
Oh, the quiet game.
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's a reason that game was invented.
Yes.
But this is just, like... This is just so much. And I think it's really, Emily, like, I will try to fill the silence so Lorelai cannot say anything snippy or rude.
She's,
like, trying to pull her out of the bad mood, maybe? Just trying to engage her somehow?
I mean, it's like when you're dealing with somebody who you know is upset, and so you start talking about something that's super, like, non-confrontational, whatever. Like, if you're at a dinner and the person's upset, you're like, oh, wow, what do you think of the drink? Like, this tastes really good. How's yours? I think that's what she's doing. But because Lorelai, like, is already intent on having a bad time, like, she has given up on enjoying herself. She's just in a sour mood. She's like a toddler. Yeah.
Oh, a teenager. I do have two moments in this episode where I think two different characters are out of character. And Emily is one of them. I'm not yet, but coming up. I don't know. I just think that it's almost like she was written by a different person this episode.
Yeah.
But, like, they knew what Emily's character is, but they were just not writing. They're not just the real writer for her. I don't know how to explain it. Like, she seems out of character.
I feel like it's so out of character for her that I feel like it would have to be written by the normal writers just to know how out of the blue she is in this episode. Mm. It's just like she got bit by the I want to be best friends with my daughter bug.
Yeah.
In the butt. And I'm trying to think, what was the last time we saw them?
Gosh. Not last episode.
It was a Friday night dinner, right?
The last time we saw them might have been with Christopher. Yeah, it's Christopher. It was that horrible argument about Sherry and Christopher.
So we can only assume that there have been some Friday night dinners since then.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But
There was no fallout.
Maybe... Yeah.
Maybe this is the fallout.
The fallout was essentially Emily throwing an absolute fit.
Well, yeah, there's no fallout from that fit.
Oh, after that, okay.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe there was a fallout that was just off scene, and this is Emily trying to kind of recover some lost ground.
Yeah.
Emily does not seem the type to feel like she lost ground ever, but...
Well, Lorelai finally snaps in the cup of the massage. She brings up the fact that most people after this kind of massage have sex.
I mean, she's not wrong.
That makes sense. But, like, again, this seems like a situation where Lorelai brings this on herself. Like, her masseuse asks her, like, is this too much pressure or something? And she's like, yes.
Yeah.
She starts this. Like, she could just be silent and let the massage happen. But because she starts being snippy, like, Emily's like, oh, you're mumbling under your breath. Usually it's about me. And then it just becomes this whole thing.
Mm-hmm. And then Emily tells the masseuses to
yes.
leave the room.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, they are still getting charged for those minutes.
Oh, yeah.
These are now they're not minutes getting them. That they are not getting massaged.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And I would be forever angry at that, to lose that 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, what are they even thinking? Like, the workers,
the
I mean.
Masseurs?
Yeah.
They take it so well. They're just like, okay. And they walk out.
I mean,
like,
you...
there's no...
You gotta think this is a rich place, like, for bougie people. Yeah. So this must happen all the time.
But then Emily lays it out.
Mm-hmm.
You have been horrible this entire trip. You have had a horrible attitude. Why not just have a good time?
And I mean, it's called for.
Absolutely. And even in this scene, in this couple's massage scene, once it's just the girls, you know, they're like wrapped in their towels. They're otherwise undressed. And Lorelai looks so pouty and sulky that it's like, comical.
Mm-hmm.
She genuinely looks like a teenager whose mom is like, you need to behave yourself. And
yeah,
it's like, it apparently it does kind of do something, because in the next scene we see that she's got kind of a change of heart, change of behavior.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
They're getting ready for their dinner, but I put that in quotes because it sounds awful. I mean,
yeah, a lot of tofu.
To each their own, obviously. To each their own.
It just sounds like not what they are used to or expecting, which you would think, with them both having done so much work looking at the options for treatments, neither of them glanced at the menu. Yeah.
Yeah, they're all dressed up. They look beautiful. Emily, I think, looks stunning.
Oh, yeah. Yes. And Lorelai comments on it.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, Emily is like, she thinks she's being facetious. Like, no, you actually do really nice, Mom.
Mm-hmm.
And then Emily compliments Lorelai on her lipstick.
Yeah, it's called Vicious Trollop.
Dirty Skank was taken.
No, it was Dirty Whore. Either way,
same
it was taken.
Difference. Yeah.
And Lorelai convinces Emily to wear it, and she looks good, and she's happy about it. She's like, oh,
it's a really
it does look
it's
good.
Nice. It
yeah.
is.
Yeah.
I love seeing them get along in moments like these. Mm-hmm. We don't have very many moments like these, so when we do, it feels like it's extra sweet, extra special.
Well, it's nice because they are rarely both trying, right?
Yeah.
Like, at this point, in this moment, specifically in the bedroom, and kind of at the beginning of their dinner, they are both trying. Like, Lorelai has decided, okay, I'm gonna get my attitude in check. I'm gonna try to be nice to my mom. Emily is still on this, I want to be friends with my daughter kick. And it's good, because if they were not getting along, I think they probably would have gotten to that steamed tofu, mung bean sweetened cookie dinner. And instead, Lorelai pulls a Lorelai, and Emily goes with it. And that's honestly a miracle.
Yeah, they sneak out to go eat steak.
I love it.
And, like, I do think there's, especially in the early 2000s, a notion of steak is for men, not women. Like, they're doing something dirty by going and get steak. It's like, no, you're not. You can eat whatever you want. However, Emily does think that it's dirty or weird to eat at the bar. And I gotta ask you guys, are you guys bar eaters? What do you
I
eat
almost
at the
have
bar?
To be by myself to eat at the bar. Because whenever I'm with friends, like, we want a table so we can be facing each other and see each other while we talk. At a bar, it's harder to do, especially if it's more than just two people.
I don't think I would eat at a bar. But mostly just because I think I would have anxiety with the bartender the entire time.
I mean, I think... So I live, obviously, in the Portland area, and our restaurants get so packed that sometimes it's like, do you want to eat at this restaurant in the next 48 hours? Well, your choices are the bar or not at all. I think that they get really lucky with their bar placement because there's like a beautiful corner. Yeah. So it's almost like having a table.
Mm-hmm.
If they were sitting next to each other side by side, I don't think it would have been the same vibe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, I think most of my bar eating has been done on breaks when I served. So I was eating at the bar that I work at. It's like, I know the bartender. I guess I've ate at a couple of Applebee's bars.
Yeah, right? What I love friends, but... is that when Emily and Lorelai get to the bar, there's a guy who checks Emily out. Blatantly checks her out.
Immediately. Like, he's standing at the bar when they walk over, and when he walks away, he does a little double take on Emily's posterior.
Yeah, exterior, it was posterior. Very, like, centered on a part of her body, and I was just like, huh. And also, his name is Chad.
You go, girl.
Well, so,
oh my God.
Honestly, this whole like, scene and the idea of the 60-40 bar, where there's 60-year-old men hitting on 40-year-old women, and then we get the line, you know, oh, mom, I think you're passing for 40. I was thinking about how old Emily actually is, right? Because Lorelai is in her early 30s.
33.
We know that Emily was relatively young when they got married and had her, right? She kind of, like, followed the traditional path at that point. So there's a good chance that she's not even 60 yet.
I would say mid to late 50s would be my guess.
Honestly.
And the funny thing is,
maybe 54?
55?
She could be early 50s, yeah. And so I was thinking about putting that in the context of, so there was just the Sex and the City reboot, which, like, love it or hate it, it happened. But that's about the age that these women are in Sex and the City. They're in their early 50s. And,
did they have,
like,
their lives together yet?
I
haven't watched
some decisions were made with that show that I'll just say I didn't love it, but like, they're going out on dates and they're having love lives, and just like, to think about them and then to think about Emily being the same age and she's so much older, you know, like the way that she acts and
so
lives her life.
My mom is, I think, like 55 right now, so I never made the connection, but I'm comparing her to my mom now, which I guess totally makes sense considering I'm Laurel.
You're the right
age.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's kind of crazy to think.
Right? Emily is not an old woman, but this entire thing is her being like uncomfortable with being at this bar and, oh, this is what, you know, cheap people. It's like, girl, you could be out having fun. You're not that old. And I think it's also just, it shows what's happened in the last 20 years where, you know, 40 is the new 30, et cetera, et cetera. Like, if Emily was this age that she is in this episode now, it would be a totally different story.
Yeah.
We skipped over one of my favorite lines in the series, and that is when Emily and Lorelai are trying to get a table, and Emily very sweetly asks, can we bribe you?
Oh, yeah.
She's so, like,
no, really,
sweet
she's
about it.
it feels like something she's never done before.
It's so funny.
She's
like,
delighted by the
money.
Concept.
Can we bribe
Honestly,
you?
She probably hasn't. Richard makes the reservations, and
I'm sure Richard's always been the one to do it.
Mm-hmm. She's so traditional.
You, I love that.
Yeah, it's so funny.
And that hostess also is, like, honestly pretty nice, because she's like,
I'm sorry.
I don't have tables. I genuinely don't have tables, but you can sit at the bar.
And they do, and they order martini, or Lorelai really orders the martinis.
Yeah.
So expertly. I don't know what a martini is, guys.
I mean, it's just, like, straight alcohol. Like, that's the magic of martinis. It's like, straight alcohol with, like, maybe a little olive juice, and...
She's, like, super dry, super... And I'm like, what are these words
super
mean?
Dry, super
I'm not
cold.
Good with alcohol.
So I know that with a twist, with a lemon, you can do a lemon twist or a lime twist, and you kind of, I watched some of the bartenders I've worked with do it, you peel it, and you put, like, a thin twist of the peel into the drink, and I think it gives it just a slight bit of a lemon or a lime push, I know you can do gin or vodka martinis. I think I learned that from this show, actually.
So this is my first point of out of character. I think Emily's acting incredibly out of character here. She's too agreeable.
With the peanuts?
Yes. With the peanuts and everything.
She's supposed to be, like, they're both supposed to be incredibly hungry, and maybe we're supposed to believe that Emily is, like, genuinely starving, and that's why she's ravenously eating these peanuts, but, like, this made me think of a much later scene with the pea mints.
Like, yeah.
I always think about Bar Nuts.
On Rory's date?
Right? Bar Nuts on the same, like, cleanliness scale as the pea mints. And she is just, like, scarfing these peanuts so much that she instantly gets a refill.
That's exactly what I was thinking of. I mean, she like, buries her head in her hand in this tiny little bowl of peanuts and just starts shoving them in her mouth. And I'm just sitting here thinking, like, Lorelai's the one that tells Rory about the pea mints in the future. Yeah. So this was clearly news after this evening, I would think.
Presumably.
But I cannot. I know we physically see it happening. But if you had told me any other time and I had not seen this episode that Emily literally inhales Bar Nuts.
Right?
Like, you're high. No, she does not.
Inhales Bar Nuts while also just being like, yep, order anything.
Whatever you want.
I don't care. Mm-hmm. Steak, shrimp cocktail, like, yeah.
Do it.
Just food.
All of the food.
And someone's taking notice of her. And what I love is that Lorelai is the one who realizes. And then Emily looks at this man dead in, like, straight in his eyes twice.
No,
not
chill.
Even subtle no, about he's... it. It's like you remember Suki and Lorelai trying to get a glimpse of Sherry? This is not that. Mm-hmm. This is just, like, straight up, let me look at this man.
Right? It's like if we were all sitting at a table and I was like, Emily... 2 o'clock, guy checking you out, and Emily, like, turned her entire body around to stare him dead in the eyes and said, that one? Like, that's the vibe.
Oh, I want to do that now.
I mean, it's a good way to tell them you're not interested, I would say.
Or very interested.
Or extremely interested. Yeah,
no,
either way.
You turn your whole body, point, and then either nod or shake your head. So, you know, it's clear to all parties involved which direction this is going.
Now, when they actually get their dinner, they're eating something spicy? I thought they were getting steaks.
They are having horseradish sauce.
Oh, that's what it was.
Steaks.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, Emily tells a little brief story that when
I
she
love this.
First got married to Richard, they went to Thailand and ate chilies and skinny dip the entire trip. And Lorelai's horrified, but I thought it was such a cute, like, little story.
Well,
I
the best part
so
is because Emily's like, well, you certainly couldn't put your clothes back on after eating those. I just, like, I saw something recently, I think it was a TikTok, where somebody was saying that they wanted a prequel series about young Emily and her sister Hope off in Paris, and just meeting Richard. Like, she sounds so fun, and when we hear stories like this, like, I would never picture that Emily and Richard would have, like, spent time in Thailand together.
Right?
That's not, like, the mental image I have of them. But, yeah, they were, like, sexy and young and fun, let's be honest. I love that for them.
And theoretically, probably in their early 20s.
Mm-hmm.
Like, pre-Lorelai.
Right.
All the money in the world to let them do whatever they wanted, essentially.
Living the dream.
Honestly, and then the jazz band in the background, which we will talk about later, announces that they're doing a salute to the chairman of the board. And apparently that means we're going to dance now. Because everyone just gets up and starts dancing. I thought they were going to do a little speech. Nope, it's just everything.
Sinatra.
Mm-hmm. Well, we'll talk about that.
Yeah.
We will talk.
But Emily says that she loves this song.
Mm-hmm.
And with everybody dancing, her gentleman admirer decides to shoot his shot.
Mm-hmm. Comes over. And, like,
visually, this guy is giving me the most interesting man in the world. You know, from the Dos Equis ads? Like, that's the vibe he has, for sure. Like, honestly, I feel like he would be better suited for, like, a Margaritaville. Like, that kind of restaurant.
Jimmy Buffett.
Right?
So
he's here.
He says that, he basically lives at this bar. Do you think he was making a joke, like, he owns the bar or he's the chairman?
I think he was just trying to match
Lorelai's wit.
Mm-hmm.
Of, because I mean, she starts off. If you say that she doesn't look old enough, and she starts off with like her bits, mm-hmm. I think he's just kind of reciprocating with a little bit of wit there too. I mean, I fully agree with him that he probably does live at that bar.
Yeah, I mean, where else can he go and have younger women hit on him? Right?
Honestly,
but I love that he cuts Lorelai off. He's like mm-hmm. talking to her because he has to talk to her. But he's like, "Yo, where are you from?" And Lorelai starts into it. And as soon as she gets to herself, he just cuts her off and is like,
"Oh, Harper, yeah.
Little the old, little the new." It's like,
and
dude,
isn't
chill.
That a little interesting though? Because like we're so used to media portraying that the young girl, young woman. Mm-hmm. And then your life is over after you reach 30 or 35 or whatever.
Yeah.
But no, he's hitting, I mean, he's older, but an age-appropriate woman, mm-hmm. rather than just mm-hmm. going to Lorelai, who looks gorgeous, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And is the younger woman. No, Emily is the one he's going after. I thought it was cute, even though, you know, she's married.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Which she seems genuinely kind of like, tickled by his attention mm-hmm. at first. You know, she's playing pretty coy.
She doesn't talk.
No.
Like,
she's
and what
of,
she
like,
does say is just
and...
one-worded answers. She lets Lorelai mm-hmm. do all the talking.
I mean,
Lorelai would be a great wing woman, by right? the way. Like, just from mm-hmm. this particular interaction, if Emily was single, this would have been great.
Well, Chad asks Emily to dance in a kind of the back way because, like, she doesn't get it and has to get mm-hmm. Lorelai's help. And she says no, but then she accepts it and they have a great time.
Yes.
Like it's a hell of a dance.
She accepts it because Lorelai pushes her into it.
I guess, but Emily is very headstrong. Like if she didn't want to do it, she wouldn't have done it.
I think if they had stopped after that quick dance, mm-hmm. that this, like, the rest of the episode would have been totally different.
I agree.
Right? Like, yes. If they had done the quick mm-hmm. dance, they'd wrapped up, and Emily had been like, that was fun, thank you, I'm gonna go back to my daughter. Like, and just said no. Yes. That would have been different. But Chad is pretty pushy. He kind of pulls her in, and of course it's a slow song. Right? Like,
yeah.
And also, when you look around at everybody else at this, on this little dance floor, they are the absolute closest couple. Like, his mm-hmm. face is against her face.
Yes.
All of the other slow dancing couples have, like, ballroom dance width between them.
They're dancing cheek to cheek.
Yeah. Which I understand why she's uncomfortable with.
I totally get why she's uncomfortable. And Emily also comes from an incredibly different time.
Mm-hmm.
Where... Mm-hmm. The man is in charge and you don't necessarily say no. So I can understand. I guess I get as a married person, and Jess, I'm sure you've been in a relationship for a long time too.
10 years, like, baby.
Honestly, and maybe this is just me, I wouldn't want to dance with a man like this who I don't know when I am married.
No. And so, you know, later on when Emily is saying, like, or Lorelai says, so Emily gets upset, essentially. Mm-hmm. She gets flustered and she immediately wants to leave. And Lorelai's trying to figure out why. And she's like, but you've danced with other men before. And Emily says, not like that, not without your father present. Like, when I am at a wedding with my partner and, like, our friends, I will dance with my other male friends, right? Slow, fast, whatever. But... if I was out at a bar with a bunch of girlfriends, I might do a fast dance with a guy, but I'm not mm-hmm. gonna, like, cozy up cheek to cheek with some guy in a bar. You know, like, that feels like pushing a limit. And for some people, it's not. I want to, like, put that out there. For some people and their relationship, that's not my level of comfort, and it sounds like Emily's level of comfort, and other Emily Gilmore, were not comfortable with that.
My contribution to this conversation is single life. Ooh.
Anybody who wants to dance with Sandra, right? Get in our DMs.
But yeah, and Lorelai and Emily kind of explode on each other the whole weekend. All the progress they made kind of mm-hmm. disappears.
Just
in this moment
gone.
And Lorelai has to go back to get her coat or whatever, and the dude is already dancing with someone else.
Somebody very young.
Who looks like she's Lorelai's age.
Yeah.
Or younger. Yeah. She's very young.
I hate that Chad ruined the evening.
Of course Chad would.
He has a very appropriate name.
He does.
Mm-hmm.
Which seems also kind of weird that, I guess, I don't associate with Chad as a name for, like, that age group.
Well, he's probably like a Chadwick. Yeah.
Chadwick.
Yeah.
You know, I knew a Chadwick growing up. I mean, called him Chad, but it was like,
maybe Chadwick? It's because I have a cousin Chad.
Mm.
Who's
okay.
like 10 years older than me, so I guess I just automatically associate it with, like, that age range.
You know what's so funny, though? Now that you mention Chadwick, like, in the Abyss, it sounds like not a cool name, but Chadwick, like, Black Panther is so cool. Like, he was so cool. Yes.
Oh my gosh, yes.
But
also, if you gave, like, if it was, like, Chadward, or Chadward. Chadwick, Edward, you know, Dusseldorf Chadwick the Michael fifth Murray. Or something.
Chadwick
you know, like,
Michael Murray.
Yeah. But, I mean, it could sound fancy in context. Chad, however, does not. And Chad ruins the evening.
One thing that I will mention also is that Emily says that she was fraternizing with other men, right?
And I mean, to Emily, she has cheated.
Yes.
She should not have done that.
And that's really interesting because her granddaughter is having a whole weekend. So
fraternizing.
Yes. And I want to compare them to when we get to Rory, but we have one last Lorelai and Emily scene. They're back at the hotel, and they're leaving early. Like, they were supposed to stay
Emily
for the weekend.
So upset.
They're going.
I get being upset because I sympathize with Emily here in that if I had a friend push me into dancing with somebody that I didn't really want to dance with, which I agree with you, Emily's very headstrong. If she truly didn't want to, she could have said something. I think a little bit of it, though, is her upbringing, where you just kind of go along in these types of situations as to not cause a scene.
That's true, too.
And then when he, you know, pulls her back and I don't want to say he forces her into a slow dance, but there's definitely some coercion going over there. Like, I sympathize with Emily. I would be very uncomfortable in that situation.
The second dance was too much.
Yeah, I don't think I would essentially implode and end the whole trip. Like, let's go home, we'll call it a night, start fresh tomorrow at this fancy free spa that you guys are at,
right? It's essentially like she kind of like rage quits the entire weekend.
Yeah.
When I think that honestly the like normal reaction to this would be to like, we're going back to the hotel and we are going to bed, right?
Yeah.
That would be it. Like,
I'm done.
We're done with this evening. Like, do not speak to me. We're going to bed. Like, that would have been a normal reaction for her to be upset. But for her to, like, and they have to, like, get their bags packed. Presumably they have to get a car that is not the limo to come pick them up.
Yeah.
Like, there's a lot of moving parts here.
Mm-hmm.
And, Emily is upset, but really what she's upset about is why doesn't she and Lorelai have what Lorelai and Rory have?
Yeah.
And Lorelai explains that Rory and Lorelai are best friends first, mother-daughter second. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, Emily and her
detriment
are mother-daughter always. And I agree, by the way, that the best friend first is only when Lorelai wants it to be, because otherwise things get a little dicey. But basically saying that, like, Lorelai and Emily can't be friends. And I think this weekend kind of disproved that. The, like, little times that where they were having fun, they were having a lot of fun. But
yeah, they have great potential.
As Chad doesn't get involved.
Chad. But they have potential and they want to start with something smaller. Something more simple.
Like, stealing this magical robe.
This robe. And
which
I love Emily.
One of my favorite lines is, you know, Emily Lorelai's like, we're going to steal these robes. We're going to do it at the same time. And Emily's like, would you do this with Rory? And Lorelai's like, oh no, Rory's far too moral. She would never steal a robe.
And that's what convinces Emily.
I love that so much.
Yep.
And they do
I think it's so sweet that she does it, because I feel like Emily feels like she's getting, you know, initiated to their little club by by doing that with with Lorelai.
But honestly, so with how much Emily's mood shoots up at that point, she like is giddy as she runs off into the other room to steal the robe. It's like, call down to the desk and say, just kidding, we're actually gonna stay at that point.
Right. Like, you're at this big fancy spa for free.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Well, Emily paid for it. Maybe she didn't pay the full value, but she paid for it. So it's
It was for charity. She probably paid over the full value.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, rewind. The nice thing about this, we didn't say this in the beginning of the episode, so I just want to throw this out there. It is actually our 1 year anniversary the day this comes out.
Oh, yes.
So not our 1 year anniversary of our first episode, but the 1 year anniversary of the first time we talked and settled on a podcast and like what we're going to call it. Like, this is today.
Determined that we all liked each other.
Yeah. Yeah. Because I signed on first and then we interviewed Emily and we were like,
yeah,
we want Emily.
And it's been a roller coaster ever since. I love you girls so much. I can't believe it's been a year.
Yeah.
Like, that's blowing
much
my mind.
Like, much like the Gilmore Girl universe, time has become somewhat of an illusion. So it doesn't feel like a year. And at the same time, it feels like we've been doing this for, like, our entire lives. All right. Just jumping in here one last time before we wrap up. As a reminder, we will have the Rory half of the storyline, as well as the fashion references and books, movies kind of content in our next episode. So, see you guys next week. Thank you so much for listening. As always, I was Jess, Sandra was Sandra, and Emily was Emily. And we'll see you in the next one. Bye! Thanks for listening to Town Meeting, a Gilmore Girls Rewatch podcast. If you'd like to get in touch with us, you can do so on Instagram or Twitter at Town Meeting Pod. Or if you'd like to send us an email, send it to townmeetingpod@gmail.com. And if you'd like to toss us a couple bucks and support the podcast, find us on buymeacoffee.com/townmeeting.